mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the second hour of this global transmission. We have the U.S. military threatening to kill mainstream journalists if they don't pull out of another Iraqi city they're about to blow to bits. Now, we have our own government admitting they've targeted and killed journalists, but we get upset when Al-Qaeda kills journalists, Al-Qaeda, but not when our own government does it. We'll be talking more about that. People being harassed by the FBI for political reasons, that's coming up. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. I do want to take just a few seconds out to thank Stephanie, who runs the broadcast up in Minnesota, up there at the main network, Studio A. I'm down here in Studio Q, you could say, in Central Texas. And I'm just thankful to all the AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave affiliate, WWCR, one of my webmasters online with us, Paul Watson, for the Prison Planet websites. You, the listeners, the sponsors, everybody, God bless you. Thank you. Of course, thank God, number one. But Paul, let's jam a few calls in here. Michael in Colorado.
Oh, Alex, Paul.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I wanted to say great job on the Prison Planet TV, Paul. It's a great website, and I want to encourage all your listeners to get involved with that. A lot of good information.
Thank you.
I want to let you know we're here in Colorado. We're working on some of the issues that you talk about on a daily basis, including 9/11. We formed a 9/11 group, and we're having a 9/11 town meeting Friday night with special guest speaker Ellen Mariani.
And, of course, she's one of the widows. Or widower, and
yeah.
We've interviewed her. She knows the government's behind 9/11, and you've got her coming to your town. That's the way to do it. Be highly visible, have marches, be mainstream until everybody accepts the world is round. If you believe the government wasn't involved in 9/11, you think the world is flat, we've got to be visible. That's the solution to stop the globalists from killing more people. Go ahead.
That's right. We're trying to get the word out. We're making copies of videos. We're getting flyers out. We're planning a march on September 11th in downtown Denver.
Where is this meeting going to be located?
The meeting's going to be at Unity Church in Boulder, Colorado, and the address is 2855 Folsom Road. If they want to get a hold of me, I can give you a website.
Yeah, give us the website, but tell us the date and time.
Yes, it's going to be Friday night. That's August 20th at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And the website where they can get a hold of me if they have any questions is Greeley, and that's GREELEYBORDC, and that stands for the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and that's a .org.
All right, or just type into Google Greeley, Colorado, Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Okay, anything else?
Yes, sir. No, that's all, Alex, and thanks for taking my call. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Paul, this is really a key part of the solution, is every town, every city, every year, having a march, saying the government's behind it, having it be right out in the open. More of us standing up is the answer. They can't deal with that, can they?
No. And we last time I was on the show, we were talking about Austin, Texas being a stronghold. People need to rally and make, you know, every city around America a stronghold, because then that only makes us stronger. It fortifies our movement. And, you know, putting on conferences, putting together Patriot Act resolutions, that's the kind of activism that really gets the job done, and it's something you can really sink your teeth through at the same time. And there's a willing audience out there. I mean, I went out there and handed out flyers before a Michael Moore showing, and every single person that we talked to had at least some knowledge of 9/11 and the fact that the official story was a myth. So there's a receptive audience out there, more so than ever before.
And we're talking about the future of humanity, of civilization here. The globalists have said in their own planning documents they will use terror, they will manufacture terror, they will carry out terror to bring in their new world order. Are you going to let them do it? And a lot of these people are cowards out there, but as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We've got to be the first over the barbed wire, the first to hit the enemy in the info war. We've got to be the shock troops, folks, or it's over. And I'm honored to be a shock troop in the fight for humanity.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had scheduled a member of the American Friends Service Committee who received a surprise visit from the FBI at her home, Sarah Bradwell. And we posted it on the website. I'm sure somebody called them and warned them not to come on. I mean, I wasn't going to attack them. I don't agree with what the Quakers are up to, and I mean, you talk about communist folks, you're looking at it. But the point here is mainly they're a bunch of useful idiot bleeding hearts, because I know some of them here in Austin. But regardless, why are they getting visits from the FBI? And I wanted to ask the Quakers, you know, you guys didn't defend the Patriot movement when Bill Clinton had the FBI crawling all over us for absolutely no reason, and, you know, the FBI and BATF bearing pipe bombs in people's backyards. They were caught doing that, by the way. To frame the population. But I will defend your First Amendment and expose what's happening. I mean, we got Green Party members that can't get on airplanes, no criminal records, 60-year-old women on the no-fly list. We've got land rights, activists, conservatives who can't fly. And if we let this happen to anybody, it's going to happen to everyone. It's like the left wants to have preachers arrested if they read out of the Old Testament criticizing homosexuality. But they don't want to have their protesters locked up in cages, inside cages, underneath bus stations. Or out on the side of the street, you try to protest George Bush where there's 500 pro-Bush supporters, and you get arrested. And then they give you a felony conviction for it. I mean, how is that America? So we better all hang together or we'll hang separate. We better, all of us, defend the First Amendment, even if you disagree with what somebody's saying. But this attitude of there being no First Amendment is sweeping the country. right now. I mean, even here in Austin, Texas, the new Access TV board, in their own minutes, says, well, we can't have speech anymore that criticizes other groups because that hurts their feelings. And, well, you know, you're free to speak as long as you don't hurt someone's feelings. I mean, this is the new attitude. I even hear this from supposed conservative broadcasters that are out there. So 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get Sarah Bardwell on, and we'll see if we're able to get her. I rarely have guests drop out on us, but usually it is the leftists who do that. So that's fine. But we've got Paul Watson with us, and we're about to go back to your calls. But, Paul, do you have any comments about anarchists, conservatives, liberals, pinkos, across the board getting government visits, professors being arrested who have no criminal records, who are white guys because they put on an art display with Petri dishes, you know, at the college art display to illustrate the dangers of genetically modified foods, you know, a little science project to illustrate the dangers, they get arrested and charged with the Patriot Act. Comments?
Well, it's hideous to contemplate that we're really at the stage where, you know, kids who wear anti-Bush T-shirts get a knock on the door from the Secret Service, and the students who grasp them up get rewarded by the principal of the school. And we've got many examples. I mean, the guy who hung an upside-down American flag in his backyard, his neighbours called the police. And then on the left, the anti-war activist in Auckland who sent an email to the US Embassy protesting the Iraq war was charged with misuse of a telephone. You know, people like the young child who did a research paper, the 12-year-old on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, got a visit from the Joint Terrorist Task Force. So it's across the political spectrum that this is taking place.
Well, also, that university there in San Francisco, you know, white guy, imagine if you were an Arab, he's in the architecture class, and they hand out the architecture lesson, and they're to go out and sketch four bridges. And so he goes out and does it. Folks, I had art classes where we had to do that, go sketch architecture, and they come and grab him and question him. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, people who refuse to wear, to remove, you know, anti-war T-shirts in a shopping mall are arrested. It's down the line. But on the left-right point, the rhetoric at the moment is against people like Muslims and homosexuals. If Kerry gets in, the rhetoric will switch to be directed against people like pro-lifers and gun rights activists. But the bottom line is that the movement will be the same. And yet now you have people like Bill Clinton out on talk show circuits bashing the Republicans, while in every public meeting he's pictured hugging and laughing with Bush Jr. and Sr. So the rhetoric will shift, and then the left-wingers will overwhelmingly get behind it if Kerry gets in. So, I mean, we're pointing out that it's wrong right across the political spectrum.
Well, also, you know, I listen to the Genesis Network all the time, and I'm about to go to your calls, but I never make comments about other shows, but there's a veterans program on the weekend that I think is a great show, and I've been a supporter of it, but they had some guest on, and I heard him out of his mouth say, John Kerry, you know, is pure evil, big liar, which is true. Then he said, and I think George Bush is incapable of telling a lie. And I almost called in, but I didn't waste my time. I mean, I wanted to call in and go, he said the biggest amnesty in history isn't an amnesty where they're going to pay to bring the illegals here. That was in the Washington Times again on Thursday of last week. I mean, he's done nothing but lie, just hundreds of giant lies. And here are conservatives, I mean, people I've listened to and heard who know Bush is corrupt and know he's doing all these bad things to the veterans, suddenly, you know, kind of this group think, oh, we can't let Kerry win, we've got to get behind Bush. That's all psychological. You don't have a dog in this hunt, folks. You don't have a choice. They're going to put in who they want, but they want you to feel like you do and be part of this polarization process. Can you speak to that, Paul?
Well, yeah, it's like a sports-like mentality whereby someone will get behind their team and support their team all the way, even if they lose a game every week. So if Bush lies every week, then they're still going to support Bush because they've boiled politics down to that sports mentality.
But the guest said, and I want to get his name and get him on, I was driving down the road and didn't have a pen, the guest said just all worshiping Bush and Bush is so godly, Bush is so good. He is incapable of telling a lie. Everybody else is capable of it and are sinners, but not Bush. And I hear more and more of this talk about where he's almost a god or something.
Yeah, because he throws out the fake godly Jesus-like rhetoric, which then people pick up on, while at the same time he's visiting Bohemian Grove. So, I mean, it's amazing that they will do that. But as you've said many times in the past, people associate their power with their identified leader, and so they're not going to go against them, in any short-term situation. So that's the situation, and it's hard to wake these people up. But we need to point out the evidence, point out the fact that Bush does lie every week, but he's simply reading off a script and reading badly off a script in many cases, and point out to them that both the left and the right, it's all about rhetoric. The agenda remains the same, to restrict rights, to create a police state, a surveillance society, while launching wars abroad. And, I mean, the war's coming to our shores, so we need to point out that it's all rhetoric and no action. It's the same movement from both sides of the equation.
It is, Paul. You're absolutely right. And my point is that 6 months ago, a lot of conservatives were really waking up to Bush. And now, even some of those people I know are going, yeah, I know he's bad, but Kerry. Folks, again, there is no election. I'm telling you, it's a staged event. They're cousins. They meet behind closed doors. This whole thing is staged. But psychologically, it is meant to create that separation in your mind so you think you have a choice.
Yeah, it goes back to the old Hobson's choice thing, where they set up two phony choices and people think, you know, that is choice. But, I mean, people will back Bush all the way, but when Kerry gets in, which he probably will, I think the rhetoric will shift against conservatives for the first few months of his presidency. Then you'll see some kind of attack, and then all the conservatives will rally back behind Kerry.
And then you'll hear Fox News going, hard to believe, but we've actually got to support him. He's gotten tough. This president has transformed himself.
Yeah, because they'll roll out the phony patriotism, which is America needs to unite, and it's not about allegiance to America.
And then the neocons will actually sit there, you know, in their armchairs and go, man, I actually like him. Can't believe I'm saying it.
It's about allegiance to the establishment, no matter which party is in charge, and that's exactly what fear creates. It's about uniting America behind the government, not behind America or the ideals of the founders or what America stands for. It's about uniting America behind the New World Order, whoever's in charge. It's the same policies that
that's
get
right.
passed each time.
Let's go to calls. I'm going to get your calls quick after the break, but let's go ahead and start now. Who's up first, Stephanie? Manuel in Pennsylvania. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Adam?
Good, my friend.
Okay. Now, you talk about being vocal out there and up front. When Emperor Bush came to town, we were able to protest him. Media coverage was deplorable, of course. We did line the whole expo center right up to the fringe where he was. Of course, we don't get nowhere near his secure perimeter, but we were out there in the public eye. His reception by the general public was at best lukewarm, although the media had a picture with a caption, York hails the chief, with a picture of a youthful idiot painting on a storefront something to the likes of Welcome Bush, although we were able to get out there.
No, I know. I've actually been at protests where there's, you know, 1,000 people protesting somebody, and there's 20 people there for them, and the news will have the front page, the 20 people.
Well, nobody wanted to go see them. They had actually let people rush in through the gates at the last minute because no security checks, because actually nobody was able to go. Nobody actually wanted to go see him and buy tickets. We also had Chief Moose come down here, and we confronted him. He was with our new bigwig West Point graduate commissioner touting some police state policies, telling us all to go to sleep. But my third point, the biggest point, Ann Coulter's extra-militant protege, Michelle Malkin, is now touting a new book where she is calling for civil internment in concentration camps for those who can potentially be deemed terrorists, even if they're American citizens, right here.
Yeah, I want to get Malkin on, and the folks can email
Guess
me.
What?
If people will be...
on our local radio show, WSBA here in Central PA, and I will be confronting her also on the airwaves, and I'll make sure a couple of my friends do. We'll run her off the air like she's never seen before.
Is she the Chinese lady?
She is of Asian descent.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, I mean, and I've heard about this. She's out touting putting people in camps now.
And also, Michael Medved.
Manuel, you need to stay there. We'll come back to you, okay? I want to hear exactly what you heard her touting. The loving camps, the freedom. You disagree with the government, you aid terrorists, you should go to a camp. They're all starting to talk like this because we're beating them. with the truth, and they can't stand it, and they want to be concentration camp gods. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
We've had torture introduced into our psyche as a good thing. We've had arresting anyone that disagrees with the government. Live and forget, almost 2 years ago, they had the Deputy Attorney General in California, Calhoun, in the Oakland Tribune going, "We may ban anti-war protests because protesting the war aids terrorists. We may arrest you." And then they have the neocons out doing it. And, yeah, Michelle Malkin, you know, I agree with her on some issues, but then all of a sudden she gets even more hardcore than Coulter. And I have heard about her new book. We're going to try to get her on. But talking to Manuel, you heard her talk about the camps. And what did she say? And, of course, since she's a person of, quote, color, she's going to be their little poster child. See, I love the camps. It's not just for people of color. It's for everyone. Tell us about it.
Well, after she had this certain veneer of legitimacy, as you said, you've agreed with her on certain issues. Now she exposes her more brazen and anti-American attitudes and philosophies. So now she brings up the fact that just because you may be an American citizen, that no longer keeps you safe from Patriot Act subsections, which we already knew, but now it's being thrown out there. And she said, we too should be put in concentration camps because, hey, it's a new day, folks.
Now, did she say concentration camps or camps?
She said internment camps.
Yeah.
And also, this all started, sir, with Michael Medved. About 2 years ago, I was hearing a repeat broadcast, first time I had ever heard the show, where he said that everybody that was at that, of course it was a left-wing, pretty communist-organized rally down in D.C., hundreds of thousands, against the war. He said they're all potential terrorists, and Homeland Security should direct all their focus and energy on them.
Yeah, he said the same thing about me, and of course it's not going to be on the commies. It's going to be on the Patriots. Thanks for the call. Paul, quick comment on that, then we're going to go to Fred and Eric and George and Paul.
Well, yes, it's universally agreed now that the internment of the Japanese Americans was wrong, and, you know, that was during World War II when there was at least a semblance of a threat. But now, the justification for it does not exist. I mean, like this reporter who got a job at the Olympics with no questions asked and then spent the opening ceremony planting packages everywhere with a name tag which said Robert Bin Laden. I mean, none of this security is to stop terrorists. If there really were these roaming groups of terrorists who were determined to attack at the levels to which the government scaremongers,
they would shut down the borders and start deporting anybody questionably who was here illegally or had, or who had, you know, not signed their name correctly.
Yeah, and on the same level, you'd see small-scale attacks every day if there were supposed al-Qaeda cells all over America. You know, it would be worse than Israel.
Yeah, we'd see the Israeli model, yeah.
Somebody could, you know, put a log on a train track, kill dozens of people and call it a terrorist attack, but that doesn't happen because there are no terrorists and security police state is only designed to affect your life. There's nothing really to defend against, albeit there is from outside the borders, which is why the borders are wide open.
Fred in Philadelphia, welcome, sir.
Alex.
Yes.
Let me bring up, first of all, I want to endorse Mike and his efforts in Greeley, Colorado. The Bill of Rights Defense Committee is one of the organizations that is correct in getting the facts and in fighting Patriot 2. I would like to get in touch with Mike and Manuel, to be honest with you. I think that they're the kind of people that we need to network with. I want to bring up this SAIC, that Scientific Applications International Corporation. This is a extremely powerful, employee-owned CIA front. And they are now, and have been since about, I would say 03 or 02, in charge of the certification for the election, the phony elections.
No, I know. Look. Bush appoints this new commission, gives them almost $5 billion. They recommend preparing to suspend the election. They recommend all the electronic voting machines try to force the states to take them. Then the people that are overseeing the elections are known CIA-controlled fronts. Of the five big election companies, three of them are run by former heads or deputy heads of the CIA. The others run by the former head of the NSA. I mean, their own employees quit and say it's all a fraud. I mean, it's so transparent, Paul.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's about, as I've said before, making people think that voting is a privilege handed down to them by government, and any God-given right that we already have is a privilege handed down to them by government, which means, obviously at the same time, that government can take away that privilege at any point, which is why they then talk about cancelling the election.
And martial law and all the rest of it.
Well, I want to ask Paul, Joyce has mentioned this about the Chuck Hagel election, 96 and 2002. What, briefly, basically, was that a good example or an infamous example of some sort of his total votes just rising suddenly at the end? Did you know about the Hagel?
Yeah, sure. We'll talk about it when we get back. Thanks, Fred. Yeah, Chuck Hagel owned the voting machines that 80% of the people cast ballots on for him. This is the new America. You own the voting machines, then you're elected. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Burma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guessed they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeon.org on the World Wide Web.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pick an issue. I mean, corporate fraud. The so-called privatization movement is nothing but corporations owning government, looting what has been built up with tax money. You take the trillions of dollars that have been stolen by the federal government, a trillion two alone in the last eight, now 9 years, is a minor story in the back of the newspaper. Just the FBI and myriad police departments being caught framing people in an industrialized scale. The court system certifying those frauds, the crime labs, all of it. I mean, take an issue. Open discussion of martial law, suspending elections, putting people in camps every day on TV and radio and in the newspaper. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. And we're about to go back to Paul Watson, and then we'll let him answer Fred's question, then Eric, George, Paul, Rodney, and others. But here for the next few minutes, Debbie Morrow joins us. The horrible hurricane hit Florida, killed some people, but not huge numbers like it's been in the past, thank God. Devastated billions of dollars. They're saying some areas may be without power for 2 weeks, maybe even a month in some cases. And it's just horrific. And this is why we tell people to get prepared. But number one with water filtration, just stop drinking the water to begin with because of all the toxins and chemicals and garbage and pathogens that are in the water. But Debbie, you're joining us here for the next few minutes. I appreciate you coming on because you're going to offer a special to those in Florida or around Florida or areas that were hit who are having problems getting water. Debbie?
Yes, hi there, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Yes, I was talking to Jim about it this morning when I was looking at the news releases about, you know, how many people are without water, without electricity. People are spending hours in line to get a bag of ice, to get a bottle of water. They're in shelters. And it's, you know, not only in Florida, but up the East Coast. So what we'd like to do, if I had my druthers, I would drive a truck full and just give them away. But unfortunately, I'm not in that position. So what we'd like to do is make it available to overnight water filter systems to anyone who needs them immediately. If they, you know, have a friend or a relative call in to place an order for them, or if they're able to. I've already had a few customers who do listen to you, Alex, from Puerto Gorda, Florida, and they said that, you know, they're using their cell phones. Their cell phones are the only communication they have out, and they placed orders to have systems overnighted to them. They're not even sure yet if UPS will be able to get there, but they want to, you know, get it on the way. So the special that we would offer for them and anyone who needs this rushed out to them would be, instead of charging extra for the overnight charge, we'll just do our normal shipping charge, which is $18, and we'll get them out today. And unless it's late in the day, then it would be tomorrow.
Well, what's the overnight? I mean, I think an overnight is something that big would be like $60.
It would be. It would be about $60 to overnight express.
So that's about a $40 discount, and
yes.
People need to stop procrastinating, period. Bottom line, you got to have water, and the water you're drinking is so toxic. And then routinely every day I see articles around the country where they say boil your water for a week. It's got all these bacteria in it. And they always find out after a couple hundred people get deathly ill or in some cases even die from the stuff that's in the water. So give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And if the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Good to hear from you. I know they sent out several hundred filters to the troops for the war, and then, of course, they had trouble even getting those to them. Our government likes to ship in the water via Halliburton trucks all the way from Kuwait, and then it's very questionable, and the troops get sick. Because, see, Halliburton makes more money that way instead of just giving them water filters, but... just a side issue, 1-888-803-4438. Going back to Paul Watson, Fred raised the case of Chuck Hagel. Senator Hagel was behind 15 points in the polls, just like Michael McCall here in Austin, Texas, who voted on machines that his father-in-law owns, the owner of Clear Channel, Hardiner Civics, a division of Clear Channel. We've got the case of Chuck Hagel, and he was wanting to ask you about that. Were you familiar with it?
Not familiar with that case, no.
Well, I am, and I already kind of mentioned in the last segment. He was way behind in the polls. The state hadn't gone Democrat in 20 years. I mean, hadn't gone Republican in 20 years. But he owns. I mean, not just he's not a shareholder. He owned. He's now, quote, divested of a part of it. But in that election, he owned the machines that 80% of people in the state voted on. And then magically, Paul, despite the poll showing he was going to lose, it was a record landslide.
Well, in a sense, they've got both bases covered because they can just go ahead and cancel it anyway. I mean, we're told that terrorists seek to take measures to ensure the election is cancelled, and then the government says that they're considering cancelling the election because terrorists seek to cancel the election. So what are they telling you? The terrorists or the government, both the terrorists and the government, want to cancel the election. I mean, what did Hitler do before he was elected Führer? He went around threatening people to vote for him. It's the same thing throughout history. People like, you know, Robert Mugabe and Saddam Hussein did the same thing.
Well, we also, again, have in Najaf, this is mainstream news, London Telegraph, you name it, our government is telling the reporters, we're going to kill you if you don't leave, and they give them a fake bomb threat to the hotel, and then our Iraqi security forces start machine gunning the building, and we have a whole section where our troops have been ordered to kill reporters. We're talking BBC Associated Press folks, but no one's ever held accountable for this. And then meanwhile, the supposed terrorists come out and say, yeah, you better leave or we're going to kill you. So I wonder why our government and the terrorists are on the same page, Paul.
Well, they are in every case because they have the same goals, which is to eliminate freedom. As Bush said, the terrorist attacks us because they hate our freedom. And after the attack, the terrorists did indeed take away our freedom. So they're on the same page.
Let's go to Eric in Tennessee. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
How you doing, Paul?
Good.
What I was calling about, first of all, I want to ask you a question, Alex. I sent that tape where Senator Grassley and Janet Reno had that exchange about the military being involved in Waco and Ruby Ridge. I wondered if you had gotten it.
I did get it. I want to thank you and every other listener that sends us videos.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome. What I want to bring up today to you and Paul was I've read this weekend more articles, especially in conservative newspapers and websites, that the Republican convention, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of demonstrators come up, and they're talking about it being like a Chicago 1968. And I've got just a terrible gut feeling that we might be seeing another Kent State or another Tiananmen Square developing at the end of this month. And I want to get y'all's opinion on that.
Well, I'm strongly considering going.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, I've read a few decent articles from WorldNet Daily in the past, but I'm getting worried about their bent on and their opinion sometimes, but they're already demonizing. And it was an article from the 16th today. Will Republican convention be a Chicago 68 madhouse? And in that, it's just a demonization of the leaders of different demonstration groups, that they're communists, that they're going to cause problems, that they're anarchists, and it's just going to get out of hand.
Okay, let me stop you right there. In my film, The Takeover, we show the police, the newspaper, admitting that the Delta Force controlled the anarchists. They hired them.
They trained them.
You saw it.
Yep.
They housed them in a government building. They were sent out to beat up cops, to burn trash cans, 50 of them. 50 bad guys, 50,000 good protesters, farmers, ranchers, communists, conservatives, liberals. Everybody against the WTO, World Trade Organization, having more authority over our trade than our Congress.
Right.
Most diverse protest I've ever seen. And then these 50 anarchists show up, and they openly hit cops in the head with bottles. I mean, there's video of them hitting cops, and the cops are ordered, which I should think would be an illegal order, to take it. I mean, I got cops hitting the ground, and they're told to stand there. Then those guys, after one day of that, the news shooting video going, what's wrong with these cops? Why don't they do something? They pull back, are guarded by the police. This is on the news. In a government building, given food and everything else. And then they turn towards the 50,000 who we have on video trying to fight the anarchists. People trying to stop them. Going, you're a Fed. What are you doing? These are agent provocateurs. The police then, mad because they had to sit there for a day, psychologically manipulated. And some cops are going, why do we protect the guys that did this, but now we're attacking the innocent? They're then released to savagely beat 75-year-old women with clubs, to savagely stomp on young women, to pull cars over randomly. Then they say, free speech is banned. No more free speech. In fact, Stephanie, in my commercial carts, there's an ad for Police State 2, the takeover. Can you find that one and play that in a second? Because it's got some of the clips in it from local newscast folks and others admitting it. Then they put 500 peaceful people in the Sandpoint Naval Brig in a FEMA camp. So then they took video from Seattle, and in cops, you've seen this in your own police departments. The feds come and show it to you, but don't tell you they hired the thugs, and then you go out and they say, you got to be tough on them, and then you're ordered to attack peaceful people. So now, whereas 10 years ago you didn't have problems at protests, now everywhere the cops almost always attack people for absolutely no reason. So could this happen? Absolutely. It'll probably happen because there were going to be hundreds of thousands of people in Boston. Just a few thousand showed up because they were afraid.
Right.
I don't think anything can keep people from showing up to the Republican convention. And
right.
Will there be provocateurs? I've been right here in Austin 4 years ago at the Fortune 500 demonstration with only about 600 people. And here come cops in anarchist outfits starting fights. And I said, these are cops. And cops ran across the street and said, back off, Jones. And they had to admit that they were police. That's what Paul comments to what Eric just said.
There will be provocateurs, because there was an interesting article in the New York Daily News a few weeks ago which said that anarchist groups are going to plant threatening notes on the New York subway to distract the police from focusing on the real protesters on the ground. So obviously that's not going to help their cause. It's a provocateur action, because it's going to be a big fear-mongering tool whereby, you know, the subways keep getting searched.
And then those guys aren't going to get busted. In some cases, they're police themselves. They're not going to get busted. It'll then be a zip-faced kid in Topeka, Kansas, and they'll arrest him on the news.
Yeah, regarding whether there'll be an attack, as I've said before, I think you could take the example of when Bush came over to Britain. There were massive protests, but there was an attack in Turkey which kind of subdued the protest and reaffirmed his rhetoric. So it's more likely you'll see an attack abroad to reaffirm the rhetoric at the convention rather than an attack in New York.
I tend to agree with you. Eric, thanks for the call. George in Canada. George, go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
Hello.
Shakespeare said it long before we were here. The world's a stage and every actor plays his part. But the people who write the scripts, they really know how to party.
They do.
One thing I'd like to bring up, Alex, I was reading in the National Post something that was parroted in the New York Times yesterday, that the United States is going to start pulling troops out of Europe, Japan, and South Korea.
Already starting.
And, oh, of course, because they need them. They need them badly. Because there's a broader, wider war being planned, I'm sure. The timelines are probably a lie and a cover story that it's going to happen over the next 3 to 4 years. But I think you're going to see major, major events happening in the Middle East. There's been warnings from the president about Iran to stop their nuclear plutonium.
Israel is saying that the plant is 90-plus percent done, and the moment it's done, or 95%, they're going to bomb it.
And the Iranians say that they will fight for every last grain of sand and then some. So I expect a major conflict there. I would even put a timeline on to say I would expect it before the next election, because Mr. Bush has to do something.
Well, I know this. We've got, Bush is a puppet. He'll do what he's told to do. But we've got O'Reilly and all the neocons calling it World War III, World War IV. Get ready for it. Got to have a draft. It's good. And look, if Bush is ordered to stand down by the Bilderbergs to put Kerry in because he can get more done now that they've double-teamed us, that'll happen. Unless there really is a fissure in the New World Order, then we could see a terror attack by the Bush arm to try to keep him in office. But again, they control the voting machines and the new voting commission that put them in. So I don't know what's going to happen. Paul, what's your gut level?
Well, it's interesting that obviously they're gearing up for this attack on Iran, because obviously Russia have supplied the majority of the nuclear components for Iran to develop that nuclear program. But at the same time, we had the BBC article which described the UK government's contribution to that same program and described it as a shopping list for a nuclear bomb.
Also, we've caught Israel selling components to Iran. Why would they do that? And then selling components, U.S. components, to China, who they know openly gives it to Iran. Why would Israel do that?
And then at the same time, China threatening to invade Taiwan in 2005 or 2006.
And I think we're going to see that. I think you're going to see America tied down in the Middle East on purpose, and they're going to let China take that. And then, oh, through the heightened fear with China, we're going to have that draft, Paul. And frankly, I hope that's the scenario they go with. It's better than nuking a city to get us all behind this.
I think you'll see nuking the city, Alex.
I'm going to cover that next hour. We'll get Paul's take on it. I want to keep him a little bit into the next hour with us. An American Hiroshima is possible. This is out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, but it was written out of the New York Times. Just out of control. Anything else, George?
Well, there are two signs to a state in decline from an old Austrian political science book I read. One, ministers do not take responsibility for their actions. And two, you put your party before your country. Don't put your party before your country. Vote for your country. Vote for the other alternatives.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well said. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. I really enjoy your work, man. I like your analysis today, and I really want to hear more of you, Paul Watson, on the show. And I appreciate the website, prisonplanet.tv. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Manuel, who's also doing a good job. Now, I want to comment to the communist that didn't come on your show I have the same problem and you do with Sean Hannity, also, besides the communists. People that don't want to debate you because they don't like your attitude or your spirit, or, oh, you might get weird on them or something like that. So I would really like you, Alex, for someone like you that really knows your subjects, and you know every little juicy detail about everything.
Well, first, I don't know everything.
Well, you don't know everything, but you do know a lot of different issues going on. I'm just surprised that you haven't covered, and it's old news, whether we went to the moon or not. And I really wish, before you get off the phone right now, don't talk about me, because the call's not about me. It's about the issues. So I would like to ask you, what do you know about James M. Collier and his work on the moon and his book, Vote Scam, The Stealing of America?
Well, we've got to end the segment, but I'll comment on when we get back. I mean, I think Mr. Collier did great work. I know his information about the voting is dead on. I've interviewed his daughter and him before he died many, many times. So to show my ignorance, I didn't even know he'd done something on the moon. But we'll be right back, and I guess we can talk about the moon.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements, where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The federal government, run by complete criminals, has been caught planning hundreds of false news stories, putting out fake terror alerts, is now leaking the threat of nuclear terrorism and saying Al-Qaeda has a 10-megaton nuclear device or atom bomb, primitive bomb, and that they're sure to detonate it in America. and the whole thing is codenamed Dragonfire, and that they're planning to use it. And that's why Dick Cheney spent off and on the last 2 years inside our bunker. Anytime Bush is at the White House, Cheney is inside our bunker. Of course, it turned out he's not really inside our. He's had so many heart problems, he's been spending most of the time at hunting lodges in Wyoming and Utah and Montana. So it's just a bunch of propaganda. But we know Cheney will be in the bunker when there's a big attack. We know that. Coordinating things. We're going to end this hour here in a minute and go back to your calls and then into this story and a bunch of other news. Paul, I want to plug your book and my book here in just a second, but first off, what's some of the other news you want to cover, not just this Dragonfire situation in the next hour?
I think we need to cover the further comments of Portagos about the domestic involvement of the CIA, especially in light now we know of this bill he was behind back in June, which basically opened the doorway for that exact process to take place.
A domestic CIA... The quote in his bill, arresting Americans, you have the AP article posted on both sites.
Yeah, so I mean, why did he say Big Brother or Dead Brother when he's supposed to be the director of the CIA, which operates abroad?
Okay, and then briefly, and we'll get into details on that in the third hour, but the moon situation. I mean, this caller every week begs me to talk about this, and I'm going to get some guests on about it. I just really overall see it as a distraction. You can't prove it any other way. If you disagree with me, though, tell me.
Well, I would say that the official record that we were shown is a hoax. I think we've been to the moon because technology is 50 years advanced of what we know, but I've got a six-hour video which is a scientific presentation of the evidence. I mean, strings pulling the astronauts up off the ground when they fall over, you know, the astronauts opening their visors up and laughing. There were reports which were in newspaper articles in Australia where people saw during the live feed Coke bottles roll across the moon's surface. The inability to get past the Van Allen radiation belt in what amounted to a tin can. Using the same background landscapes when they were supposed to be on entirely different parts of the moon.
No, I've seen it. It's stunning evidence, and we'll cover that then. Okay, well, we'll be right back, folks, with the third hour. Before we end this hour, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's an amazing book, over 320 pages, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift. And that supports Paul and what he's doing. You can read his book online at prisonplanet.tv when you're a subscriber, as well as my book. So you can sign up at prisonplanet.tv and feel free to print out copies and give them to people. My book's $11.95, 220-something pages, covering 9/11 and government-sponsored terror. And I've got two films on 9/11 that I made and two other videos on 9/11 that I carry. One of the newest is George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cards or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You can ask about different titles and specials and be sure to take advantage of those specials. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. It is having such a massive effect, so don't stop. We've got to expose the terrorists and be very public and vocal about this. All right, we'll start the third hour, get some more of these calls out of the way, then we'll get into nuclear blackmail by LCIADA and much more. Stay with us. Hello.